I'm David Cataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. The realistic sketches of Frederick Remington prompted a neighbor to remark, "Frederick, you're not so much an illustrator as a sculptor." 7 months later, in 1895, Remington produced his first sculpture, Bronco Buster, displayed at the Spencer in a 1909 bronze casting. We see a horse rear up on its hind legs as it attempts to throw off its rider. Holding the reins with his left hand, the cowboy flings his right arm out, his hand brandishing a riding crop. The body of the horse forms an arc from the end of its whipping tail to the tip of its muzzle. To aid in his realistic portrayals of movement, Remington employed photography as well as sketches. Educated at Yale, this versatile artist began his career as an illustrator. Although he came from upstate New York, he had a penchant for Western themes. For a brief time, he owned a sheep ranch in Kansas and also invested in a Kansas City saloon. While Remington feared that time would fade his paintings, he hoped his bronzes would endure. A century later, Bronco Buster still effectively conveys the raw beauty of the American West that Remington loved. With thanks to Nancy Hernandez for her text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Cataforis.